I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It is the most anticipated hunting season of the year. The two-week buck season in West Virginia gets started Monday. We'll have a preview coming up after this. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. DNR deer biologist Jim Crum expects the season should be a good one for West Virginia deer hunters.
Well, I think the bucktail is going to be really, I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be, it should be up a little bit. We have quite a few deer on the ground. And the way, what I've been seeing, the deer are going to be visible. Because in a lot of parts of the state, there's not much masked in the woods for them, so they're going to be maybe a little easier pattern this year. They should be fairly visible.
The first 3 days of the season are when 80% of the bucks are taken, and Crum says that prediction can be skewed tremendously by the weather.
You know, if Mother Nature decides to throw a 20-mile-an-hour wind and snow blowing sideways, then all bets are off.
As for the size of antlers this year, likely some good racks to be collected. Gary Foster's DNR's game management supervisor and tells us the age structure, which is a key factor in antlers, is becoming a bit older on average in West Virginia.
We've seen a kind of a shift in toward an older age class of deer. We're not yearling bucks, the year and a half old bucks. Back 25, 30 years ago, it was, you know, they probably made up 70% of the harvest in a lot of counties, and we've seen that kind of drop to in the 30 to 45% range or so. So there's definitely been a shift in hunter attitudes.
While most still referred to it as the two-week buck season, in many West Virginia counties, a concurrent antlerless season will also be going on, and hunters can kill either sex provided they have a Class N stamp. Foster says they're still trying to reduce the population numbers in some places, and a big change this year means you can kill a buck and a doe without chucking one in first the same day.
Primarily just a management tool trying to, you know, increase the antlerless deer harvest, provide additional opportunity. You know, a lot of hunters, the majority of hunters, you know, only get 2 or 3 days off to, you know, off from work, typically a year. So, you know, this should allow them the opportunity to, you know, put more meat in the freezer.
If you're wanting to take a second buck, remember you have to buy that permit by midnight on Sunday before opening day. You can do that at wvhunt.com online or buy it at your local licensed retailer. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.